All right, Steve. So we were talking before we went to break about the fight. You were actually in Vegas
okay.
for the Tyson Fury.
Let me
Fury,
ask you guys a question
Wilder
and watch
fight.
It on TV because I didn't see it on TV. So, you know, they put the cameras in the corners. Now, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
When Dante came to the corner, what was being said?
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
I watched the fight too.
Nothing. When you look outside of the ropes to see where your mama at, you lose it.
I tell you what was
my mama over
said.
There.
I tell you what
is Glennis over there?
What was being said
was, dog, you're getting your ass wet. You want to do the other six? You want to finish this?
Okay, so now look here.
Nothing being said. Steve.
Listen to me.
At least the first three.
If you have a corner, if you have a corner with real fight dudes in it,
right.
There is something, some counter to everything that a fighter does.
Right.
Yeah.
There is some counter, especially in the early going. But you got to be able to say, hey, get on the outside of his foot. But that comes from not watching tapes, right. not having a real serious right. game plan. Because the game plan could not have been, we're going to do what we did last
time. Knockout. It was the plan.
No. Well,
because Tyson Fury came in with the new boy from Kronk's gym. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, man, you saw a different fighter than the first fight.
Oh, it was.
Steve,
the only thing
what
his corner could have said was, the only thing his corner could have said was, I'm going to leave here and go get you a big stick. I'll be right back.
We need more than these gloves.
So, Shirley, what was you saying?
We need more than these gloves.
But I was asking you, Steve, what did you think about his entrance and all of that? I mean,
I was sitting in front of Thomas Hearns and Mike Tyson. And so I'm having a conversation with two legends all through the fight.
Hitman.
I turn around, I ask Mike Tyson, I said, Mike, you ever seen anything like this? He said, no. Take your shirt off, walk up in the ropes, and start whooping ass. Let's go.
Come on, Iron Mike, baby.
Dog, Iron Mike said he ain't never seen nothing like. He said, man, that's what they do now. He said, these costumes.
Oh, yeah.
Totally right.
Tyson had a whole cut
in it. One more time, Steve.
Man, how Mike say it?
Walk down the ropes, get in the ring, take your robe off, and start whooping ass.
Yes.
Tyson had a towel with a hole cut in it.
Yeah.
Over his head, came out, took that towel off, no socks, short ass black shorts, short ass boots, and beat your ass.
Yes, he did.
Soon as the bell rang.
Right out there.
First round, it's over. You still getting your drinks and popcorn trying to sit down. Mike, fight over. Excuse me, let me slide back and get by.
You didn't see it. Wilder didn't look right in his dressing room. He really looked, to me, he looked worse.
He pays so much.
Yeah, he pays so much.
He pays for an hour, man.
But dog, now you got to get warm. You know, it's everybody fight a different way. Now, I went to Dante's dressing room before, and I didn't want to go in there because I wanted to leave him focused. But my boy Sam said, no, man, he need to see you and Greg, man. Because he said, hey, man, the whole world against this boy. He need to see, man, that somebody just love on him. Trust me. And so then Sam stood and said, I said, hey, man, he was getting his hands taped. He was focused, had his head down. And then Sam said, Big D, look who here. He looked up, he said, hey, Steve, Judge, man, what's up? I said, go get him, man. You know, because I'm really pulling for the dude.
Right.
I'm really, really pulling for the dude. Right. You know, Alabama boy, you know.
We all pulling. Why is the world against us?
Hey, man, the arena was clearly Tyson people.
Fans.
Tyson Fury.
Yeah, man. Now, the biggest applause of the night was when Holyfield, Lennox Lewis, and Tyson got in the ring. When Tyson climbed through the ropes, that damn place erupted. Because
really?
Oh, yeah. He was the last monster heavyweight that people came to see. And they was in the ring. That was him and Holyfield.
Dog,
it was the last great fight.
I remember that fight.
Yeah. Dog, I was at that fight at the MGM.
Yeah.
But the T-Mobile Arena is a nicer place to throw a fight now.
I like seeing them shake hands and hug now. Him and Holyfield.
When he hugged, yeah, he said, his, "Yeah." He, when he hugged Holyfield, he said, "Is this your good ear?"
See? Oh Lord, see, you just what? Can't. What? You just can't.
He did.
Can you hear in this ear or the other yourself. Ear?
Who else was there, Steve?
There's a lot of people, man. I saw Rick Ross. Me and Ross had a good conversation.
Oh, yeah. He posted that picture of y'all.
Did he? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw Ross, man. He was cool. We had, he said, oh, gee, what happened, man? I don't understand. Ross was not understanding this loss. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we talked. It was a Magic. Was I saw Magic. I saw so many people.
You know what I did like? Dante Wilder's entrance. The Black History moment.
That. It was nice in the tunnel. I like the little outfit. I like the outfit with the little lights on. Now, I'm not finna wear all that in there because then I got to take it off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't come to fight and get undressed. Hey man, take this damn robe off.
Take away, don't it?
You're like Mike Tyson.
What you think? Another year of training, he'll be back.
I hope that he changes his corner.
Oh, we got that dude with that water. Got to go. Now he got to go.
Okay, that dude, who you?
He's out, Tommy. He's out.
Absolutely correct. If you would have seen this dude on TV,
with his water.
Breland. I like Mark Breland. Breland, I think he's smart. I think he's good for Dante because he's been in the wars before. It's the guy, the white guy. I don't know his name, but he's been with him a long time. I don't care for him as a trainer, man. He has to change his corner. It ain't time for that. He ain't had nothing to say. You getting your ass whipped, you need to tell me something.
Yeah, the ref can give you some water. That's how that I'm doing.
Tommy in this water. All right, coming up next, it is Monday. We have church complaints with Reverend Motown and Deacon Def Jam. That's coming up right after this.